Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On News Radio 930 WBEN, this is Buffalo Means Business, where local businesses and services tell their stories. I'm Randy Bushover. If you have one to share, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. From Strategic Financial Solutions, Andy Pine, who is the VP of Operations for Buffalo, and Bob Duggan, who is the VP of Operations Negotiations, joining me here. Andy, Bob, thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Yeah,
thanks for having us.
If we could, just sketch out briefly what it is that you guys do personally as the, in the job that you have, and then we'll talk more about Strategic Financial Solutions.
Sure. So we, Bob and I, are partner VPs, if you will, in Buffalo and in New York. I'm working with the client services group both in New York and Buffalo, so I've got now about 60 or 70 folks that support the customers when they call in, email, chat, that kind of help that they need. They come in and call us. I've got about 90 folks in New York as well. So between the two facilities, it's one, we call it hashtag 1CS. It's one big client services team supporting all of our clients.
And Bob?
Yeah, on my side, I handle everything that faces the creditors in the bank. So my negotiations team between New York and Buffalo is responsible for actually doing the work of negotiating with the creditors to save our clients money and help deal with their financial burdens.
And Bob, you just kind of hit on it a little bit of what exactly it is that Strategic Financial Solutions does.
Yeah, so we offer a series of debt resolution and debt consolidation solutions for customers that are burdened with debt. The vast majority of our business is focused on working with clients where we will become basically an agent on their behalf and be set up as their power of attorney to negotiate with their creditors to reduce their overall debt load over a series of a few years.
And this is something that you would do necessarily then with businesses, small, medium, large, as opposed to individuals?
This is all consumer. So this is direct to consumer.
Oh, okay. Walk me through then, first of all, where you are. I guess we should establish that. You've talked about New York City and Buffalo. Those are the only places that you guys have spots?
Yeah, we have two locations in New York City on the east and west side, Midtown, and then now we're also out in Amherst, our facility we've been in since December 2017, facility that we're growing in phases. The first phase was 190 seats, middle of the building. Another second phase is 300 seats, and then we have a third phase coming, we assume, next year sometime. Another 400 plus seats.
Yeah, we moved in December of 2017 to the facility that we're in now. We moved in there with about 25 employees, and by August, we were at capacity at 190 employees, and fortunately, the timing worked out really well that the second phase expansion was ready, and we opened that on September 4th.
And we started with a downtown at the Key Tower. That's where we sort of had a seed group of client services group. That was back in July, August 2017, and that's where we grew to about 25, 30 people over a 2-3 month period, getting everything started and then moving into our facility that we're in right now.
So the people that work with you would be doing then what with the clients that you have?
So on the client services side, imagine once an associate, or excuse me, once a customer signs up for our program, they'll start to need several different aspects of support. It might be payment related. Bob talked about them starting to put money in a special savings account, an escrow account. They may need support through that process. They also may start to get calls from creditors as they sort of stop the direct relationship with their creditor. We take over that relationship. They are going to start to get calls, so we help sort of walk them through that process. Honestly, it's also a big change in their life. It's a huge decision, life-changing decision for them. So they also may just need some counseling on our part, some education. So there's a lot of different areas that they're going to call us, or we're going to reach out to them through email, chat, phone, to really try to support them, you know, right from the very day three of their program all the way through on the client services side. So it's part counseling, part support, part education help, and there are some triage. If they've run into some problems, we're certainly going to help them through it. That's on the client services side.
Yeah, and on the negotiation side, we take over once the client has enrolled and they begin to build up their savings account with us. We use that savings to go out and strategically negotiate with each one of their creditors. All of the creditors work with us in some way, shape, or form, be it over the phone or through email, and give us opportunities to help the consumer reduce their overall debt load. So we'll go through a series of negotiations. We have trained negotiators in both of our locations between New York and Buffalo, and they will engage in a series of negotiations over the life of the client being enrolled in our program to ultimately save the client as much money as they can. The way the program is set up, generally a client can enroll in our program for somewhere between 2 to 4 years. And during that period of time, we'll work with each of their creditors to reduce their debt load. At the end of the program, the client is walking away having saved themselves somewhere between 25 and 50% of the debt that they brought into the program.
Do you find that you're having more younger clients or older clients, or is it kind of a mix?
It's a mix. Quite honestly, we work with a number of marketing partners that are targeting folks that meet what we believe to be the kind of the financial criteria that works for our program. I would say on average, our average consumer is probably mid to late 40s and dealing with somewhere between $30,000 and $100,000 in unsecured credit card debt. So I would not say that very, very young folks, college kids, are probably not in our sweet spot, but I'm sure that, there's a fair amount that meet that criteria.
You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. We're with Bob Duggan, VP of Operations for Negotiations, and Andy Pine, who is the VP of Operations Buffalo, both for Strategic Financial Solutions. When you talk about these consumers, then are we talking about necessarily different reasons then for the different demographics, the younger and the older, for why they're having the problems they are with debt and come to you?
Yeah, I think there's, I come from 22 years of collections background, financial services and collections, and so I've seen it from the other side and what a consumer goes through. I think, a lot of it is very circumstantial. It could be change in income. It could be divorce. It may be something like loss of job. Most folks don't intend to get themselves as deep in debt as they do. And what they end up being faced with is, a decision where am I prepared to file bankruptcy, which, comes with a certain stigma. And a lot of people, for them mentally, that's not something that they want to do. Or they look at more traditional options like consolidation loans and so forth. And, as the banks are operating with a much more risk-averse mindset, a lot of those unsecured lending options that used to be available to them just aren't available to them anymore. And that's really where our product comes in and kind of meets their needs without having to deal with bankruptcy, and maybe for somebody that wouldn't otherwise qualify for traditional financing to help consolidate their debt load.
Yeah, and there's an education component of us for us as well. So we have clients that are coming into this part of their life, into this situation from a debt perspective where they just aren't really sure where to turn and how to deal with it. So from our perspective, we've got a staff that does an amazing job negotiating their behalf, and we have a lot of our staff really helping them understand the situation they're in, whether it be litigation that they may or may not go through, whether it be just sort of the emotional place they're in their life and how they're going to really deal with what, like Bob said, a 3 to 5, 6 year period of time where they're going to have to really get serious and try to get out of the situation they're in, a lot of it being hardship related. So you throw that on top. They're coming to us with a lot of different things happening in their life that we're going to try to help support them and get them through. So it's definitely a huge financial focus. There's also a sort of just a life experience focus for us that we find, makes a huge difference in getting these folks from a very bad place in their life to a, through the program to a much, much better place.
Yeah, it's a great point. And I think, the average consumer, when they become as burdened with debt as we find them in, they're generally in a position where they're bouncing between delinquency and bringing themselves current, or they're just simply on that constant wheel of making their minimum monthly payments. And, you know, the average consumer, if you look at your credit card statement, if you were to just make your minimum monthly payments, you're looking at somewhere between 25 and 30 years of repayment, plus all of the interest that you're paying on top of the principal. And our program really inserts itself there, stops the interest. Once the consumer has allowed themselves to go delinquent and allowed the program to really kick in, the program will then bring them out of that debt load in 3 to 5 years, which is much different than 25 or 30.
Yeah, and assuming that, exactly, and assuming they're in a situation where if they didn't come to us and they're paying those minimums, there's also sort of a lifestyle change. There's habits that need to change, things that need to change to be able to be successful in our program. Making the commitment to our program is, and the education associated to it will help them start to make those kind of changes in their life. Without coming into our program and making the minimum payments, there's also the sort of the opportunity, if you will, or the risk for them that those lifestyle changes don't happen. And so, yeah, they're in for 25 to 30 years, and they may continue to try to, and they may build their debt beyond that as well. So there's a lot of really great, great benefits to our program.
I know you guys wanted to talk about the growth for specifically Strategic Financial Solutions, but along with that growth comes the obvious question to me. What is it about what's going on these days with the economy or whatever that is causing such a growth in the need for people to get their debt restructured? Because we keep hearing, you know, economy's going, unemployment's down. So what is it?
As our unsecured debt, right? I mean, the amount of unsecured debt in our country is at an all-time high and continues to grow at a rapid rate, which is where we come in, right?
Yeah, for
sure.
That's
really the bottom line.
While the economy is doing well, you know, as banks have started to loosen the credit lending and started to put credit cards out there in a way that they had stopped, you know, between 2008 and 2012, you're starting to see consumer debt on the rise again. And, you know, again, whether it's circumstantial or lifestyle changes that need to be made, consumers continue to use credit cards at a very high rate and then find themselves in a position where they just can't unbury themselves. And while we primarily focus on unsecured debt, oftentimes these consumers are also dealing with student loans and, you know, refinances on their homes and things of that nature. So I think the overall credit load that these consumers are bearing is different than it's been over the last 10 years.
All right. And specifically to your growth, let's talk about how people can get a hold of you guys to get a position with Strategic Financial Solutions.
Yeah. So, you know, certainly coming to our website at stratfs.com is a great, great way to come and look at all the job opportunities. And it's really a great way to get a sense of our culture. I think one of the things that really we are, Bob and I take a tremendous amount of pride in is the leadership that we've hired. And we have an amazing group of leaders at Strategic all through, you know, I'd say the last year and a half that we've built this team. So there's a lot of positions on the website, frontline sales, negotiators, client services, and other training roles, HR roles. There's IT roles that we're posting. There's also facility roles. So there is a lot of different variation of jobs that are available. So coming through the site's a great way to do it and look and finding out about our culture. We're certainly in Indeed and Western New York Jobs and more traditional job sites. We also we've done some open houses, which has been, you know, really successful. People can come in, see the facility, get to meet our leadership team. It's really a great way to understand whether or not you think you're a fit for our company. So a lot of the traditional ways, and we were just in Lloyd's Wednesday night or Tuesday night. We did a job fair, which was really successful, and we're at colleges, so we're everywhere, trying to, you know, really meet our demand, because the growth through the rest of this year and beyond is significant for us. As Bob talked a lot about the growth in terms of the amount of debt that we're trying to meet that demand as best we can. So I think we've got training classes of, we're looking to hire 20 to 30 people minimum, I think, every month, you know, for as far as the eye can see at this point, which is a great place for us to be.
Well, one more time before we go, then, the website, then, since you said that's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think the easiest one to use would be strategicbuffalo.com.
That
would be
one.
Very specific to the Buffalo job openings. But as Andy mentioned, if you go to stratfs.com, you'll see a list of the openings between Buffalo and New York City.
Yep.
Easy enough. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Appreciate the information.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Andy Pine, who is the VP of Operations Buffalo for Strategic Financial Solutions, and Bob Duggan, who is the VP of Operations Negotiations for Strategic Financial Solutions. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930. WBEN.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.